This is I Will Set Thee as a Spectacle. Written by Rhizophora and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Jupe is sweating. The ripe stink of his own fear is thick, clogged in his nostrils. At some point, he can't remember when, probably near the start, his bladder let go, and the warmth is trickling uncomfortably down his leg. His heartbeat is thunder in his ears. Pop! The sound is flat, anticlimactic. A red foil balloon begins to drift towards the floor of the set. There can't be many left now. Distantly, from the tiered seats that surround the soundstage, Jupe hears a shrill, breathy sound. A scream, or a gasp, quickly stifled. There's still someone out there in the audience, cringing behind the back of their seat. They aren't coming to help. Gordy the chimp raises his head and glances towards the darkened rows of seats. He didn't flinch at the sound of the balloon popping. The first balloon startled him, shocked him, but now he doesn't appear to notice. Losing interest in the distant sound, he resumes his aimless patrol around the set, his knuckles leaving prints in Mary Jo's blood. Jupe can't breathe. He needs to breathe. His muscles are rigid, locked so tightly his lungs refuse to expand. His eyes are wide, his brain flooded with adrenaline. He feels more alert than ever before in his life. He feels a great gray blanket descending over him, its weight tremendous. His eyes are fixed on Mary Jo's shoe, balanced perfectly on its heel and pointed towards the ceiling. The fragility of that balance incongruous and somehow fanciful. These are not the words he thinks, of course. Jupe does not think anything at all. His eyes are wide, his brain drowning in frantic screaming signals from every sense he possesses. Jupe has gone deep. Jupe is living in the moment, wordless and fully immersed in the now, just as the chimp is. Later, he will remember this stretch of time, this 6 minutes and 13 seconds, as a reeling, brilliant smear of color and light and symbol, a tableau as rich as any Renaissance master's. He will remember it without words, and he will be unable to find the words to put to it. In the now, Mary Jo is speaking, muttering beneath her breath in a quick, fitful way. There's an odd, rhythmic noise. Not her heels, which are quite still. Maybe one of her hands? Jupe can't see her hands. Gordy climbs up over the couch, straight over the back, down onto the cushion, down onto Mary Jo. For an instant, Jupe sees one of her hands, flung straight up as if to welcome the chimp. And still she's muttering, caught in the grip of some terrible storm moving through her brain, unable to feel as Gordy lifts her shoulders and slams her back against the floor. Then she screams, quick, horrified, and there are noises, thick and terrible, and Jupe knows that Gordy is hurting her so terribly, and he wants Gordy to kill her already so the hurting will stop, and the noises will stop. Oh, God, why won't it stop? Applause. 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 The signs blink. The show goes on. Mary Jo's shoe sits balanced delicately on its heel. Mary Jo is lying still now. The sound of her breathing has a hateful, bubbling quality. Jupe wishes it would stop. Gordy resumes his pacing, frustrated and lost, weaving around the familiar set as he waits for cues from his trainer. The end.